Queensland's Premier Anna Bligh has launched a scathing attack on the Federal Immigration Minister Kevin Andrews over his comments on the Sudanese community. She described them as racist and as coming from the deep south of America in the 1950s. The Prime Minister, John Howard, says that's completely wrong and outrageous. He's defending Mr. Andrews. Meanwhile, one African immigrants group has lodged a formal complaint alleging racial discrimination against the federal minister with the Human Rights Commissioner. And Senate candidate Pauline Hanson has backed the minister's decision to reduce the number of African refugees allowed into Australia. Alison Caldwell reports.
Over the past week, the ALP has had little to say about the issue of African refugees and their ability to settle in Australia. The Immigration Minister, Kevin Andrews, has been happy to speak to the media about the issue at length each day. But comparatively speaking, Labor's played a dead bat on the subject for the best part of the week. On Wednesday, Victoria's Premier John Brumby offered qualified criticism of the move to cut the African refugee intake, but today, Queensland Premier Anna Bligh took the criticism much further.
Kevin Andrews' comments are basically making a judgment about the character of people on the basis of their race. There is no more pure form of racism. And to have it come out of the mouth of the Federal Immigration Minister of this country is something that I think Australians will see for what it is, a very transparent and desperate act in the lead-up to a federal election.
Speaking on ABC local radio in Queensland this morning, the Immigration Minister Kevin Andrews again defended his decision to reduce Australia's African refugee intake with a list of alleged shortcomings in their behaviour.
A number of incidents around race-based gangs, altercations between various groups from Africa, disagreements amongst prominent African community organisations, tensions within families. Here in Melbourne, that's quite evident. Altercations between various African groups at community functions and nightclubs, etc.
The highest proportion of Sudanese immigrants in Queensland is in Toowoomba. Citing police data, Anna Bligh said Sudanese refugees aren't involved in crime any more frequently than any other sector of the Australian community.
Those Sudanese refugees are actually underrepresented in the crime statistics. That what that tells me is that these people are law-abiding citizens, by and large, that they are not committing crimes at a rate any higher than the average citizen from any other part of the world.
Also in Queensland today, the Prime Minister, John Howard, defended his immigration minister and said the decision has nothing whatsoever to do with the soon-to-be-announced federal election.
I've heard Kevin Andrews' explanation and I fully agree with him.
Senate candidate Pauline Hanson first expressed concern about African refugees last year when she suggested they were bringing AIDS into the country. She supports the federal government's decision to reduce the number of African refugees allowed into Australia.
Look, the concern of Australians are the diseases they are bringing into the country, the escalating crime and problems. We actually have to look at the people we bring into Australia and make sure they are compatible with our culture and our way of life.
33% of Australia's Sudanese population lives in Melbourne, many in the outer southeastern suburb of Noble Park. The suburb straddles two federal seats, both held by Labor, Bruce and Isaacs. At the last election in 2004, Labor suffered swings against it of 3% and 5% respectively. Isaacs is a marginal seat for Labor, which holds it by 1.5%. Yesterday, the Federal Justice Minister, David Johnson, was campaigning alongside the Liberal candidate for the seat, right outside Noble Park's train station. A police van was set up there on Saturday after the bashing death of 18-year-old Sudanese refugee Liep Goni. It's staffed 24 hours a day. The PM program visited the area today to gauge the community's reaction to the issue and whether it will affect their vote at the next election.
Just today I think about this because I just crossed the road and I saw the flowers there and I just remember I saw on the news what's happening, and it's pretty sad.
Are you afraid being
yes,
here?
Yes, because I'm working now, and yes, I am. I am.
Will this issue affect your vote?
I don't know. Maybe. No, not really, no.
In the Noble Park, it's really scared, you know, for these immigrants coming. Mm. Yeah, we immigrants too, but we come in a long time ago, but we not do this you know, better thing.
Will this affect your vote at the next election?
I don't know. This government, I don't know, call too many these people, you know.
This issue concerns you?
Yeah.
Is this an issue that concerns you?
Sort of, a little, yeah.
Is it the sort of thing that would make you change your vote at a federal election?
I don't think so. I'm quite happy with what's happening, you know, with the government, what they're doing at this stage. So,
residents of Noble Park in Melbourne's southeast, ending Alison Caldwell's report.